Deceased Baboons and Other Stories. It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Hey, Leon, where is everybody?
Hey, Mr. Buddy. Sam gone over to Mr. Jesse's house. He bought a new icebox, and Sam's helping him move it in. They give me and Mr. Pibb and credit on two more to watch the station. I didn't hear you drive up.
No, I didn't drive. I just walked over here. My wife's got the car. You know her artsy craftsy group meets today.
What kind of group is that?
Well, they make all that stuff like needlework and, fake flowers and macrame and such as that. Man, I wish they'd find something to make that you don't have to hang on the wall. I bet we don't have 3 square feet of wall left in my house that doesn't have something hanging on it.
Well, I bet it's real pretty, though.
Well, I suppose if you like threads, it...
I'm glad you come by. It sure gets lonesome out here. I see you got your jogging stuff on. You still doing that?
Oh, yeah, man. That's great stuff. Great stuff. You know, out there on the road all along, just running. You see all kind of interesting things, too, along the road. You know, you wouldn't believe the weird stuff that people toss out of cars. You know, you wouldn't believe what I see along this road. I found a cuckoo clock yesterday. The bird was gone, but...
My neighbor found a baboon one time on the side of the road.
Oh, come on now, Leon. Are you sure?
Yeah. Little old carnivals come through one night. They had to cut across through Joanne on Farm Road 941, you know.
Yeah.
And their baboon died.
My word, that's terrible.
Well, it's just a baboon.
Well, I guess, but, it sure seems like a bad time to go driving through Joanne, that is. Man, if a baboon had passed away during his act or something like that, what'd they do?
Nothing. They didn't even slow down. They just chunked him out of the truck over in the bar ditch.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, well, next morning, old Jim Pritchard's come by in his pickup truck. And he seen that baboon laying over there, and he stopped and looked a minute, and he's afraid to go down there in the ditch. Didn't know if he was dead or asleep. Well, he gave him a long tree limb and poked at it for a while.
Scared of it, was he?
Oh, yeah, but he finally figured out he's dead. He just couldn't figure out what it was.
You mean he didn't know?
Oh, no, he ain't never seen one before. Finally, he got 2 poles and loaded that thing back of his pickup.
Well, why would he want it?
Oh, he didn't want it. He just wanted to find out what it was. Well, he come on to Arkadelphia and stopped there at that filling station bait shop right there at the end of the bridge.
Yeah.
There's lots of setters out front. Well, they all commenced to look at that baboon, walking around it and studying it hard, but nobody knew what it was. Finally, one of them said, let's get old man Johnny Long. He's 94 years old, and if any man know what this here thing is, he will.
Yeah, I know Johnny Long. I know him.
Well, they went and got him, and he studied it for a long time. Everybody watching him real quiet-like. Well, Uncle Johnny straightened up, tapped the tailgate with his walking stick, and said, boys, by the looks of the expression on his face, and by the slope of his shoulders, and the shape of his bottom, boys, I think you found an old dead domino plate.
Oh, man, that's funny, Leon.
Yeah, ain't baboon funny-looking feller. I wonder why good Lord made such a funny-looking creature.
Well, I got a theological theory about that, personally.
Figured you might.
Yeah, Leon. Now, I really think the good Lord had actually planned to make Adam that day. But after he got started, he got tickled.
Well, that'd sure explain it.